Stage Line. A series based on the mutual love and mistrust of two newlyweds, with Richard Briers as George Starling and Prunella Scales as his wife, Kate.
You've heard that old expression, two can live as cheaply as one. Well, for my money, there's a very easy way of disproving that. Get married.
Well,
of course, I mean, the whole thing may be a misprint, you know. I mean, you know, over a period of time, a word's dropped off the end. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if the original saying wasn't something like, two can live as cheaply as one elephant. Well, elephants cost a terrific lot to keep, you know. And a wife isn't so very different. But, of course, you don't find out about this till it's too late. I mean, you've got the fridge on hire purchase before you realize that if you want to have the fridge, all you can afford to keep in it are ice cubes. And eventually, you can't even do that because they've cut off the water. Well, at the time I was thinking of, we still had water coming out of the taps, but the fridge was going out of the front door.
You're in down, Jim.
Down, Bill.
It's absolutely disgraceful.
Bit more, Jim.
How's that, Bill?
Look, if my husband were here, you wouldn't get away with it. And I don't suppose for a minute it's a coincidence that you've called before he's got home.
Yeah, what time does he get home, ma'am?
6:05.
Yeah, well, then it is a coincidence, because he works shorter hours than we do. Now, mind the door, Jim.
Jim?
Okay, Bill.
Right, well, we'll see about that. How dare two men force their way into my kitchen and carry off my fridge?
Fair share, hire purchase, ma'am.
Yes, well, I wish to make the strongest possible complaint. Two men have just forced their way into my kitchen and...
What is your name, please?
Starling, 23 Aberdeen...
Mrs.?
Starling.
Starling?
Like the bird. And these men forced
Address?
Their...
Address?
23 Aberdare Road, Earl's Court.
Thank you. Now then, what is the article that has been repossessed?
My fridge. Two men forced their way into my kitchen.
You chose the number?
I didn't even notice they were wearing numbers.
The serial number of the refrigerator, madam.
Well, how can I check that? It's not here. Look, that's what I'm complaining about. These two men forced their way into
my... Just a moment, madam. Yes, yes, here it is.
It's got to you already?
Your account, madam, not the fridge.
Oh.
Which is very overdue.
Yes, well, it's perfectly possible for a bill to be overlooked.
We sent you a reminder, madam, on the 14th of May.
Well, reminders can be overlooked, too. I'm sure you've done it yourself.
Another on the 25th of May and a final demand on the 30th.
Ah, yes, now I'm absolutely certain that I gave your final demand. That was the one in red, wasn't it?
Yes, madam.
Yes. Well, I'm absolutely certain that I gave your final demand to my husband, so his check is probably in the post.
Today is the 11th of June, madam.
Is it?
Yes, well, madam, I'm sorry, but both our company and our collectors have acted with
Just
the...
Just a minute.
Pardon?
You're not by any chance the fawning man who persuaded me to hire the thing, are you?
No, madam.
No, he had a sort of oily voice. Yours is all cold and fishy. How do you manage that? Do you live in a fridge? Where am I going to put all this food?
Oh, hello, darling. I have to say, what an enormous supper.
George.
Just a second, darling. Where's your handbag?
What?
I haven't got quite enough.
What for?
A taxi.
Taxi?
Yeah, I'll bring your purse straight back, darling.
A taxi when we can't keep a fridge.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Cheerio. George, what have you got in that huge parcel?
Don't stop me, darling. I might wrench something. Can you clear some of tonight's banquet off the table? It's an absolutely fantastic bargain. I simply had to buy it. Mind you, it cut the profit a bit, having a taxi, but they're as heavy as lead. There.
Books.
Encyclopedias, darling. Second hand.
George.
Oh, it's not an extravagance. I'm going to read up a new subject every night. I thought we could put them in this bookshelf. You don't mind if I put your Ethel M. Dell somewhere else, do you?
George.
Makes quite a special colour, doesn't it?
George, we can't afford encyclopedias.
Now, Kate, I promise you, it was a terrific bargain. 5 volumes for £30. How about that? Well, actually, there should be 6 volumes, but I shan't miss what I haven't seen, shall I? Anyway, it was only, let me see now, Q to T. Well, I shouldn't think I'm missing very much there, would you?
Bazaar for refrigerator.
What? Oh, yes, oh, well, they probably cover that in F for fridge. Here's your purse. What's the matter, darling? I'll pay you back the 5 bob.
George, come in the kitchen.
What? What is it, darling?
Don't you notice anything?
Notice? You've had your hair done.
No.
Haven't you? Oh, well, it looks jolly nice. Now, it's something in here, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, well, now, let's see now. Darling, you'll have to give me a clue, you know. I'm no good at this sort of thing at all. Now, is it something new?
In a way.
Something new, right. Now, tell me when I'm warm.
You're red hot, George. You're standing right in it.
In what?
Our brand new space.
Oh, you shuffle things round, have you? Well, we always did need a bit more room, didn't we? Oh, yeah, that's much better, Di. Not nearly so cramped. Yeah, but, darling, you shouldn't have done it on your own. Why didn't you wait till I got a... But the fridge was here. You couldn't move the fridge.
No, two nice men did it for me.
Really? Ah, jolly nice of them. Splendid. Where did they put it?
They took it back to the Fair Share Hire Purchase Company. We've had 4 reminders about their bill.
Well, why didn't you remind me?
George, what do you think would happen if we paid all the bills we owe, suddenly, in a lump? We'd have your bank manager joining the creditors' queue.
Mr. Fisher said he didn't mind my small overdraft.
Well, he might object to the national debt.
Look, Kate, we've lost the fridge. All right, so we've lost the fridge. Personally, I can struggle along without ice cubes.
The fridge is only the beginning, George. It'll be the TV next and then your record player.
They can't take the bed.
Listen, we had that when we started, George, 3 months ago. What have we bought since then, apart from 5 parts of a 6-part encyclopedia?
And look, I just told you I'm due for a ride.
You're overdue for a ride.
Well, I'll see Dixon about it tomorrow. I'm very confident, darling.
I've heard that before.
Well, look, Kate, I mean, if I don't earn enough to keep you, I mean, if you're so desperately deprived without a freezing compartment, why don't you do something about it?
What?
Get a job. I'm sure you've only got to cast yourself on the open market and there'll be a queue of tycoons clamoring to snap you up. But you've talked about working often enough.
Good heavens, I tried to get a job, haven't I? Only a week ago and it fell through.
And what have you done since?
What?
Well, it was a week ago, wasn't it? A whole week. Here you are, still gainfully unemployed.
But you said you didn't want me to work.
Well, no, but I didn't know then that you were going to let people wander in and carry off all our kitchen furniture.
All right. Where's your evening paper?
Now, why? Oh, situation's vacant. Darling, do you really think an extra £3 or £4 a week is going to fill the place with fridges?
£3 or £4?
What?
That's what you think female labour's worth, is it?
Darling, it's got nothing to do with what I think.
Things have changed in the cotton mills, you know.
Well, what have they got to offer? Tell you what, you'd make a splendid heavy lathe operator.
No, there's nothing here. I'll have to try the agencies.
Nothing there, darling? Come on, give me the paper. I'll have a look. Now, of course, you mean nothing in the super tax class. No, what a pity. Never mind. You can work a comptometer, can't you? Oh, can't you? Oh, what a pity. You could have knocked up £6 a week on that. Oh, I've got it. Look, mother's help, £4.10. That should be fun, darling. Washing up, scrubbing floors. Wouldn't be like a job at all. I mean, you'd hardly know you left home. That's right, darling. You have an early night. Give you strength to trek round the agencies tomorrow. Oh, shall I make a date in my diary for next Friday? That'll be your first payday, won't it? I thought perhaps you might like to take me out to dinner.
My head. Oh, Lord. Morning, darling. What's the time? Darling, where are you?
8:10. Darling, Kate!
Bathroom sweep.
What?
You better hurry. Do you realise what time it is?
Well, of course I do. Why didn't you wake me?
I did, 10 minutes ago.
But you know I always drop off again. I mean, you usually come back and bang me about.
Well, I couldn't bang you about in the bathroom, could I?
Well, yes, but you're not usually in the bathroom. You're usually in the kitchen getting breakfast.
No, there isn't time today. Hurry up, George.
Why isn't there time?
Well, I can't get breakfast and get ready for work.
What are you talking about? You haven't got a job.
No, but I'm looking for one today, aren't I? It's the early bird that catches the tycoon.
But look, jump.
Hurry up, George. Oh, I thought we might meet for lunch. Where do you eat?
What? Well, I don't usually have any. I just have a beer and a sandwich.
Oh, you want more than that today, darling. I mean, not having had any breakfast.
What?
Hurry up, George.
Morning, Mr. Starling.
Morning, Rita. Look, now, Rita, I've got to see Mr. Dixon today.
Well, he's on an audit. Is it urgent?
It's urgent to me. I want to ask him for a rise.
Well, I wouldn't have thought an audit day the best time to ask for favours.
What do you mean, favours? I work as hard as anybody, and it's particularly important I get a rise soon.
Okay. I'll give you a buzz. Morning, Mr. Brick.
Morning, Rita.
Hello, George. And who was the bird on the station this morning? I saw you.
What?
Well, you were looking so guilty, I thought you must be trying to pick her up. Right, yeah, not only broad daylight, but first thing in the morning. I don't know how people can have the strength just after breakfast.
Ronald, that was my wife.
Yeah, who are you trying to kid? You don't neck with your wife on the tube.
Will you kiss goodbye?
Really?
Yes.
Well, I suppose if your wife's that attractive, Joan and I only wave.
Well, you'll know next time, won't you?
Next time? Yeah, but she's not usually with you, is she? I've never seen her before.
No, but she may be with me in the future.
What, she's going out to work?
Well, she's looking for a job today, yes.
Is she?
Well, not from financial reasons, of course.
No.
No, I mean, one could always do with more money, but we don't need it.
No.
No. But, she wants to do her bit, and I don't like to stop her, you know, I mean, doing what she wants.
No.
I certainly didn't order her to. All of a sudden, she said, darling, I want to go out to work.
Did she?
She did, yes, she did. She said, I don't see why you should have to do it all alone, darling. I insist on doing my whack.
And you let her?
What? No, not straight away. I mean, the woman's place is in the home. We all know that. And I promised to keep her, didn't I? In the marriage service? Well, at least I think I did. I promised her many things. Anyway, I tried to talk her out of it, but she was adamant. Well, I mean, not adamant exactly, but I mean, she does what she's told. But she begged me, and I said she could give it a trial.
Hmm. Well, as long as the trial doesn't end in a heavy sentence.
No. What?
My wife goes out to work, doesn't she? No.
Yeah.
Well, she does. She started about a year ago. Of course, we've been married longer than you, and I don't think you can compare the two cases.
No, but look, what did you mean by a heavy sentence?
Oh, that was just me being over-dramatic again.
Well, dramatic about what?
Well, I mean, things haven't been quite the same since, that's all.
Since your wife went out to work?
Yeah.
In what way?
Well, George, I don't think you can compare us.
They've been worse.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, look, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'd give anything to turn the clock back a year. Turn it back to the day that I was greedy enough to think that two salaries would make for double happiness.
But no, well, I mean, I told you it wasn't the money. I just wanted her to be happy.
Yeah, but it makes them independent, you see. I mean, Joan doesn't have to be, well, nice to me anymore. If she wants a new house, I mean, she just goes out and buys one. While she's there, she'll probably snap up one or two other little bargains as well, like a build-your-own-fingernail kit or a pair of those lacy stockings that make them look as though they've had their legs tattooed. All of which means that she doesn't bring an extra penny into the house most weeks, so the only difference between things now and a year ago is that now I go without my breakfast and make my own bed.
Oh, well, that is different to us. I mean, the only reason she's working is to hire another, because she wants to. I mean, so it's hers anyway, isn't it? I mean, like pocket money.
Yes, well, I mean, I said, didn't I, who couldn't compare us?
No.
Just as long as she's not late home too often.
Yes. What? What do you mean, late home?
Yeah, oh, nothing.
Ronald.
Your phone's ringing,
Anna. Ronald, what? Starling?
Hello, George.
Kate, look, I've made an appointment with Dixon about my rise, so there's no need for you to look for a job.
No, well, Dixon better give it to you.
What?
I've had a ghastly morning, traipsing around the agencies. There's nothing at all, they say. It's the off-season for temporaries.
Oh, darling, I am sorry.
Well, no, I'm sorry, George. I shouldn't have been so confident.
Oh, don't be silly, darling. It was me that suggested it. Here, where are you?
Not far from you, actually. That's why I'm ringing. We didn't fix lunch.
No, and you'll need one, won't you, darling, after all that traipsing around? Well, look, there's a place just round the corner from here, from the office, you know. It's called the Copper Kettle. It smells as though it only does teas, but it can squeeze out quite a reasonable hot pot. 1 o'clock...
Yes, all right. There are a couple more places I want to try.
That's right, darling. You work up an appetite. Oh, Lord, these phones. Copper Kettle, 1 o'clock. Bye-bye, darling. Hello, Ronald.
Look, I didn't mean to depress you just now.
Depress me?
What, didn't I? I thought I might have, especially talking about as long as she's not late home too often. I just thought it might have worried you.
No, well, Kate can't get a job, actually. That was her on the phone.
Oh, bad luck.
Well, yes, it is in a way, you know, but I'm glad she's tried. She's had a go. She'll be happier at home now.
And that's where a woman's place is.
Well, of course. So I thought, actually, I'd take her out to lunch, you know, console her.
Yeah.
I might treat her to a glass of wine just to show the darling that she hasn't failed. Poor soul. Over here, darling.
Sir John, sorry I'm late.
Well, what makes you think I expected you to be on time? Sit down and have a glass of wine.
George, you must be psychic.
Why?
Buying this wine before I got here. Because we've got something to celebrate.
What do you mean?
I told you I had this terribly depressing morning. And then in the last agency, a call came through from a publisher's.
Yes, but I thought I told you...
While I was actually in the waiting room, some emergency. Anyway, I went along and I got it, darling. Cheers.
Oh, well, cheers, darling. Well, good for you. But now, look, don't let's jump at the first thing that comes along.
Well, it's the only thing that came along.
Yes, but I mean, look, I mean, I'm not going to let you work just anywhere. I mean, what sort of publishers?
Magazine.
Women's?
Men's.
Men's?
Oh, it's a good one, George. You must have seen it on the bookstores. It's called Casanova.
Casanova?
Yes. It's got that famous cover, you know, a man and a woman.
Nicking.
That's right. They do it a different way every month. It should be fun.
What should?
The job.
Yeah, well, I want to discuss this.
Oh, sorry, darling. I haven't time for lunch. I'm starting early. They want to put me in the picture.
What picture?
George, I must fly. I want to buy myself something for being so clever. I thought some of those lacy stockings, you know.
What are you getting for all this? I mean, have you discussed salary or will you be paid in kind?
Oh, no. Darling, I forgot. £12.
12?
Yes, isn't it wonderful? See you tonight.
When?
Oh, I don't suppose they'll keep me late my first day.
They better not.
Now, darling, they're paying the piper and paying nearly as much as you get. Will you finish my wine? Goodbye, darling.
Excuse me.
Piper, sir?
No, magazine.
Oh, yes, sir, yes.
That one.
Casanova?
Yes.
Yeah, well, it's your money's worth this month, all right, I can tell you. Yes,
how much?
£5 now, have a look at that then, eh?
What about...
Thank you. Blimey, I wouldn't mind being a fly on the wall when I took that picture, eh?
Hello?
Mr. Dixon's office.
Rita, it's George Starling. When can I see him?
He's still on the audit.
Well, give me a buzz when he's free, will you? It's rather urgent.
What's so urgent about getting your raise today?
Never mind, just ring me, please, Rita.
Okay.
George, can I use your phone? Dixon's horns in our department. It's a personal call.
What? Oh, yes.
Well, you look a bit like a limp rag, old man. Too many tots at lunchtime. Oh, no, I see.
What?
You've been reading Casanova. It does leave you a bit wobbly on your pins, doesn't it? Oh, look at that one.
Ronald, you said you wanted to phone.
Yeah, good Lord, that girl's positively top heavy.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm sorry, George. Yes, yes, yes. It's a bit of a come down from that to ringing the wife. Still, I suddenly thought, I bet she's forgotten it's her turn to buy the supper.
What do you mean? You have to buy it?
Monday, Wednesday and Friday. Well, you can see how clever she is. It only leaves her Tuesday and Thursday.
But what about Saturday?
She phones her orders. No, I promise you, George, you can count yourself lucky your wife didn't get a job. Oh, hello. May I speak to Miss Wilson, please? Yes. Miss Wilson. That's significant, isn't it? And she takes off her wedding ring. And when I asked her why... Joe? Yeah.
Now, you're not going to forget tonight, are you? Yes, I did ring to say that. You've forgotten the last three times. We've run out of tins to open. But, Joan, I am not criticising...
Sorry, man.
I know you've had a busy day, and so have I. What? 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 Oh, no. No, but it's funny you always have a late night when it's your turn to shop. Oh, well, never mind. I'll probably have a pie in the pub. Yes, when I see you.
Sorry about that, George. I wouldn't have rung if I'd known it was going to be so dicey. Sorry.
But, what did she say when you asked her?
Asked her what?
Well, why she called herself, you know, Miss and took her ring off.
Oh, single girls get the best jobs. They won't entrust anything long-term to a married woman in case she has a baby. Yeah, fat chance we have of that. I don't see her often enough.
Ronald, what was that other thing? You know, you said it this morning. As long as she's not late home too often.
Well, can't you guess?
What? You mean she goes out with people?
Well, they don't know she's married, do they? And she won't let on. At least that's her story, and I'm stuck with it.
Yeah, but she doesn't have to go out with them.
Ah, those were my very words.
So what about it?
Yeah, those were her very words. Well, what are you looking so worried about? I mean, you still have a married life. You haven't finished with Casanova, I suppose.
What? No.
No. Well, perhaps when your eyes have dropped out. Is there anything left to me these evenings? Curling up with a rude book? Well, thanks for the phone.
Who publishes this filth?
Regent 4299.
Paradise Publications.
I beg your pardon?
This is Regent 4299.
Yes, that's right.
Paradise Publications.
Casanova Magazine?
Casanova, Rogue Male, Bachelor Boy and Old Adam.
Well, the person I wish to speak to works for Casanova.
Hold, please.
May I speak to Mrs. Starling, please?
Who?
Mrs. Starling.
Well, I'm very sorry,
no,
but...
she's only just joined you.
Oh, which department?
Well, I'm afraid I don't know.
Hold, please. Hello, caller.
Yes?
I'm sorry, we have no Mrs. Starling here. I'll put you back to PTX. She might be with Rogue Male or Old Adam.
No, she's definitely with Casanova.
Oh, well, I'll check again. Hold, please.
No, you hold, please.
Pardon?
You wouldn't by any chance have a Miss Bradwell, would you?
Bradwell?
Miss Kate Bradwell.
Hold, please. No, we've got a Miss Bradshaw.
No, well, thank you. Now, perhaps you could put me back.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm so sorry. Miss Bradwell. Here it is. Hello, caller.
May I speak to her, please?
Miss Bradshaw or Miss Bradwell?
Miss Bradwell!
Now, there's no need to shout, caller. Can't you remember that you asked me first from Mrs. Starling?
Look, I'm sorry. Please put me through to Miss Bradwell.
Hold, please.
Art department.
May I speak to Miss Bradwell, please?
Bradwell? Oh, yes, yes, she was with us, but she's gone to art features.
Already?
Pardon?
Hello, would you put me through to art features then, please?
Yes, it's hold, please.
Switchboard.
Get this call from Miss Bradwell in art features.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'd listed her in art department.
Yes, well, she was with us, but she's moved.
Already?
That's what I said.
Pardon.
Sorry.
Art features.
May I speak to Mrs. Starling, please?
Who?
Sorry, Bradwell.
Mrs. Bradwell.
Miss Bradwell.
Hold, please. Hello?
Darling?
No, this is art features. I'm afraid Miss Bradwell is not in her office.
Oh, what?
Hold, please.
Switchboard.
Will you try Miss Bradwell in editorial?
Editorial? Are you there, caller?
Yes.
Hold, please.
Editorial. What?
Sorry. Is Miss Bradwell there?
No, she is with the editor.
Could you put me through to the editor right away, please?
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Collins is taking no calls for half an hour. Can I give her a message?
Mrs. Darling?
Hello?
No, thank you, no, don't bother.
You've been engaged for hours.
What?
Mr. Dixon's back in the office.
Yeah, well, he may be too late.
Eh?
I'm sorry, Thanks, Rita.
He's in a bit of a paddy. I wouldn't say it was the best time to...
It may be the only time.
Oh, I say, Mr. Starling.
What?
Reading Casanova and you only just married.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Rita.
What did I say?
Been listening to a program of country dance music from the Village Hall, Cheveley. It is now 7:30.
7:30?
And time for...
Darling, where the devil are you? Kate!
Sorry, I'm late.
What do you mean, sorry? Where have you been? I've been worried stiff.
Well,
you might have run.
I did.
What? Oh, did you? Oh, yes, well, I had to go out for a moment. But I rang you. The switchboard said the offices were all closed. And when I rang again just now, there wasn't even a switchboard.
Yes, sir. I had to do a job for Mr. Collins.
Did you? They're certainly getting blood for their 12 quid a week.
Yes.
Now, look here. Is this going to happen often? I'm just coming home late. Is it? Because if it is, I'm going to put my foot down.
No.
No what?
No, it isn't going to happen often.
Well, it needn't happen at all. I got my rise today.
Oh, darling, congratulations.
Well, I was due it, I told you. In fact, they were so apologetic about it, they're not only going to backdate it, they gave me some in advance. See, look. There's enough there to get our fridge back and buy a bottle of champagne perry to put in it. So, just as soon as you want to go back to being a housewife again... what's the matter?
George, I am a housewife again.
What do you mean?
I've left the job.
Casanova?
I'd only been there 5 minutes when Mr. Collins made a pass at me. And this evening he'd arranged some elaborate setup. Well, anyway, I slapped his face and walked out. No wonder they were desperate this morning. Their secretaries walk out in droves. Honestly, darling, I felt like a call girl. I mean, apart from Mr. Collins, men ring you up.
What? what do you mean?
Well, I don't know how they knew I was there, but every department inundated with calls from some obscene lout.
Poor darling.
Oh, I wasn't going to tell you.
Oh, don't be so silly.
No, not if you hadn't had your rise. I thought you'd laugh at me getting a job and losing it in one afternoon. I was going to look for another job tomorrow, and if I still couldn't get one, I was going to leave home with you in the morning and get out at Mansion House and come home.
Every morning?
Yes.
Oh, what about the money on Friday?
I hadn't worked that out. I was hoping your encyclopedias might have the answer. Darling, where are they?
What? Oh, there were some pages loose. You know how they are in the second hand. I took them back and they're going to that's where I was when you rang.
George?
Well, I don't know about you, darling, but I'm starving. No lunch. I didn't even have breakfast.
George?
Yes?
You've always been a lousy liar.
What do you mean?
Did you get a rise today?
No. He's going to consider it, though.
You sold the encyclopedias?
Yes.
What else? You've got more than 30 bob there.
I didn't get 30 bob. They only gave me a quid.
Well, where did the rest of the fridge money come and the champagne perry?
Well, I made such a fuss about being 10 bob down on the encyclopedias, they gave me a very good price for my watch.
Your watch?
Yeah, and my cufflinks.
Oh, sure.
Well, I've never been in a pop shop before.
Oh, poor darling.
Oh, there you are. I can't tell the time and I've got nothing to read. How about a spot of supper?
I'm sorry, George.
Wait, you didn't shop?
I forgot.
Oh, well, no breakfast, no lunch, no supper.
We can go to the fish and chip shop.
Yeah, on one condition, darling.
What?
I refuse to eat mine out of either the evening paper or Casanova. Come on, darling.